Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Well, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is Pastor Chris Willingham with Crimson Line Ministries. I was a little nervous there for a second. I think we were having some technical difficulties in the background, but it looks like they got worked out. Well, welcome to everybody who's listening in tonight. Before we get started, we're going to do just like we always do on Hip Hop National Radio. We're going to open up in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for this time that we have together. Father, we ask that you open our eyes to the truth tonight. Father, we ask that we're enlightened, that you speak to our hearts. Father, bless everyone that's on this call tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're not going to waste a lot of time tonight. For those of you that have not listened in, this is our third Sunday. We have formed a strategic partnership with Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries, and we're super excited about that, to be able to reach an audience that normally would not be reached. We're getting a lot of very positive feedback from the shows, so we're excited about that. Tonight we're going to be talking about a cosmic battle that's been waged from the beginning of time. And that cosmic battle is the truth claims of God, the truth claims of the Word of God versus the truth claims of the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's what we're going to be discussing. We're going to open up in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, because for those of you who do know us and what we stand for, we're all about the kingdom. We're all about the message of the kingdom. We're all about the righteousness of God, and we're all about the image of Christ. But when you live in a kingdom and when you're a citizen of the kingdom, there's going to be battles fought. There's going to be wars fought. There's always going to be somebody who's trying to take that kingdom. Take control over that kingdom, and that's been going on since the beginning of time. And that really starts to play out all the way back in Genesis. So in Genesis chapter 3, it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, has God really said, you shall not eat from the tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat from the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" So there was the beginning of the battle. That was the very beginning. The enemy calling into question the truth claims of God. And that's what's been going on ever since. The Bible says that the enemy, that the devil, is like a roaring lion roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible also calls the devil the father of lies. And there's many, many, many more names for it. But to understand, to fight these battles and be in a position to win these battles on a regular basis, and whether you want to believe it or not, we fight these battles constantly, every single day. You have to know your enemy, you have to know his strategies, and you have to know his tactics. See, we live in a world where we hear a lot about the enemy is after me today. I had a flat tire, that must be the enemy. He's usually not that obvious. See, we give a lot of place to the devil when there's no, we really shouldn't be giving place to the devil. He's much more deceptive than that. He's much more sneaky than that. He has plans that will start 20 years ago that are coming into fruition today. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to lay the foundation of being able to recognize the enemy, being able to recognize his strategies and tactics, being able to line those lies and those falsehoods up against the Word of God, and to kind of begin that process, and also understanding the condition of the American church and how that falls into play with what I'm talking about. What are some of the lies that have been told to us about the church? What the church was supposed to be? How it was supposed to operate? So we're going to take a quick break right now for some music and some commercial announcements. Please stay on the line. You won't want to miss what's coming next. You're listening to Crimson Line Ministries on Hip Hop National Radio.
There will be marching without stop. Song will be singing in the east. Song will be gathering way in the west. Song will be shouting way in the north.
I'm praying right now.
better place. We can't do it without you. Everybody's going through something out there. Put your trust in the Lord.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right now on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Lion Ministries. Let's get started. Let's pick up where we left off a little bit. We're going to back up a little bit. We have to ask the question again, and we've asked this just about every week. What was the original intent? What was the plan? What was God's big idea? And that big idea always boils down to one thing, and that was to create a kingdom. To create a kingdom and to place man inside that kingdom to rule over that kingdom. To rule over that kingdom in righteousness. And we see that throughout the Old Testament, that every time God moved, every time he moved in miraculous ways, he always moved through righteousness. Always. Fast forwarding all the way to the New Testament, when Jesus showed up and said that prior to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets had been preached. But now that I've come on the scene, it's about the kingdom. And when Jesus started to preach, the first thing he said is, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has arrived. I'm here. I've given you back the kingdom that you lost all the way back in the garden. I've come to give it back to you." And that was the point in which we were supposed to be realizing the realities of the kingdom, the miracles, the healing, the victory, the abundant life. All of those things are supposed to be ours inside the kingdom, because just like it says in Ephesians chapter 1 and Galatians chapter 4, that we are co-heirs with Christ. We have an inheritance, the exact same inheritance that Jesus had. And we're supposed to operate in ways that we realize that inheritance right here on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So who's the enemy, and what is his strategy of trying to wreck all this? All the way back in the garden, did God really say? Isn't that what we hear all the time? Especially in this day and age. You can list the Ten Commandments, and you can find a church that will tell you, "Oh, don't worry if you commit that commandment. We have a church that we welcome you if you break that commandment. If you're a murderer, come on in. We're going to celebrate that, and we're all just going to be murderers. If you don't believe me, go check it out." There are churches now that endorse sin, and they're popping up all over the place. It is a lie. That is the lie of the world, the flesh, and the devil. We are experiencing, in this day and age, in 2013, we are experiencing a new norm. A new normal is what we're experiencing. If you could rewind 50 years and someone could see into the future and see today and see what has become normal to us, the perversion, the blatant sin, all of these things, that it would amaze people even 50 years ago of what's accepted and what's normal in this day and age. So that's why it's so important to understand how the kingdom is supposed to work, the principles of the kingdom, the principles concerning your money, the principles concerning your relationships, the principles concerning every single aspect of your life. Are you righteous in that area? And we're going to teach you about that as we continue to move forward. But really what I wanted to focus on tonight is how has the enemy lied to us for centuries about what the church was supposed to look like? How did we end up here? How did we end up in a place where so much has been added to the Word of God? So much has been taken away from the Word of God, and the church has zero resemblance to the church that was described in the New Testament in the book of Acts. What happened? How did we get here? Above anything else, I want everybody to realize that when we're here on Sunday nights, I'm here to inform you, to teach you. This isn't just about me delivering a sermon for you to take with you. I want you to be able to apply this and be able to go out and share this tomorrow morning in the workplace, in the schools, wherever you are. You need to be able to apply this and share this immediately. So let's talk about some statistics. There are over 220,000 Protestant churches in America. What I mean by Protestant, for those who might not understand, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, on and on and on and on. Those are your Protestant denominations. And then you have your Catholic churches. So we're just talking about Protestant denominations of Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, all those. 220,000 churches in America. Approximately 78 million people attend those churches or are members of those churches or claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. 78 million people in the United States of America. Again, that is just Protestant. That does not count Catholic, who also claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. Catholic being the largest, if you want to say, religion in the world. So how many can we add to that? So we're well over, let's be really conservative and say that well over one-third of the population in the United States of America claims to be followers of Jesus Christ. So here's the question. Why are people hungry? Why are relationships falling apart? Why are children without parents? Why are people lost? Why are people desperate? Why are people broken? Why are people confused? See, that doesn't make sense to me. That makes no sense to me. Because the Bible tells me that there was never, ever supposed to be any division in the church from the very beginning. But somewhere along the way, we ignored that and said, I don't agree with the way you do things, so I'm going to make my own denomination. And then the next guy comes along and says, I don't agree with the way you do things, so we're going to start our own denomination. and on and on and on and on, and Baptist and Methodist and Lutheran and Presbyterian and Seventh-day Adventist and Mormon and Jehovah's Witness and Church of God and Pentecostal and on down the line. Well, I don't like the way they do things over there. Well, how were they supposed to be done? The Bible told us exactly the way they were supposed to be done. So let's take a look at that. What the word for church in the Bible is the word ecclesia. That is the actual word for church, ecclesia. Now, if you have a pen and paper, please write this down, because you'll want to go back to this when you're getting into the debates with your coworkers and your family and friends and so forth. What the ecclesia is not. The ecclesia is not a building or a place. For those of you churchgoers, the building that you walk into on Sunday morning is not holy. It becomes holy when you walk in. Because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit lives in me. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. So when I walk in, the place becomes holy. When the congregation walks in, now we're talking about a holy place where the Holy Spirit should be free to do his thing on Sunday mornings. So the building itself in most churches today that cost $20, $30, $40, $50 million would be great places to hold a U2 concert. But they don't become holy. They don't become a church, an ecclesia, until we show up. The second thing that the ecclesia is not, it is not a religion or a religious group. It is not a denomination. It is not an institution. It is not an organization, clergy, and laity. Now let's talk about what the ecclesia is. Very simple. The ecclesia, the way that the intent was in the Bible, God's intent for the church, for the ecclesia, was an assembled community, a meeting or gathering of people summoned together for a certain purpose. Saints of God called together out of the community for a united purpose. That is church. If I walk up to 10 people on the street that I don't know, and ask them, do you go to church? 8 out of 10 of those people are going to look at me and say no. I'm going to say why. The answer that I will get almost every single time is because they're a bunch of hypocrites. I hear it every day. So what we have is a lot of people who are lost, who are confused, that are searching for something, who are trying to find their way back to God, who God is tugging on them, trying to do something in their lives, but they won't walk into a church because of the way that they're received, or because they have so many hang-ups themselves that they don't feel comfortable, but that's the answer you're still going to get. Because the reality, whether it's popular or not, and the church-going crowd would probably come at me with torches and pitchforks for saying this, but the reality is the church is not operating as a church. The church is being operated as a place to show up because I feel like I have to. I feel guilty if I don't. I'm obligated to go because it's my good thing to do that week. And almost every single person I talk to that do go to church on Sunday mornings, they will tell me the same thing. I'm not being fed. I feel like I'm not getting the information that I once got. Well, cry me a river. Cry me a river. Because I will turn back around and ask this question. What are you doing for that body that you belong to? What gifts do you have in you that you can contribute to that body to help that body grow and to function more like the body of Christ? See, but that's how we're wired, because that has become the new norm. The new norm is, what's in it for me? What can I get for nothing? who's going to make me feel good today? Who's going to motivate me and inspire me to be a better person today? So what we have is over 78 million people, and I'm speaking generally, and this isn't the rule with every church, but believe me, it's an epidemic. So we have 78 million people that belong to churches, that consider themselves members of churches, who are all living the same way, which brings us back to the book of Daniel, when God stood up and said, I'm tired of your feast. I'm tired of your sacred assemblies. I'm tired of you living unrighteously during the week and then stepping into my house and defiling it and mocking me. He said it. I didn't. I'm tired of everybody showing up every Sunday and acting holy, putting on your holy clothes, putting on your holy makeup with your Blackberries and your iPhones and texting and setting up meetings for the next day while the pastor is trying to give a sermon, networking wherever you can. Because, you know, we got to know that church is a big networking opportunity. It's an opportunity to get and not give. So there are books written now with the titles of Are Christians Destroying America? Christianity is under attack more than any other religion in the world right now. Why is that? Because we've lost touch with the true original intent. We've lost touch that this was supposed to be about love. We lost touch with the fact that this was supposed to be what I can give, not what I can get. About what are the gifts locked inside of me that God gave me before the foundations of the world that I can contribute to the body of Christ. It's not about that. It's about how talented my pastor is. Because we know that brother can preach. But if he's off his game one Sunday, Lord knows we're going to be talking about him in about an hour, aren't we? Because he didn't give me what I needed today. We've lost our way. We've lost our way. And that's why what we're doing here in Atlanta, what we're beginning to do here, we will not settle for anything less than these mandates that have been put in front of us. And that is, we must realize the kingdom of God here on earth now. We must experience those realities now. We do that by operating in righteousness now. And we have to understand how Christ operated. We have to understand how he did things. I'll tell you a quick story, because this will give you a reference point. There was a friend of mine who had a sister, and she was experiencing a lot of really rough things with her husband. And she was fearful that that he was really under the influence of some pretty nasty stuff. She called it demonic possession is what she called it. And the first person she called was my friend, and my friend turned around and called me, and before we could even take any action, she had gone down to the local Baptist church. The pastor of the local Baptist church says, you don't need to say anything more. We know exactly what to do. So he takes a bottle, walks over to the water cooler, fills the bottle up with water, then goes over and grabs a bottle of oil and drops some drops of oil into the bottle. And he said, take this home, and I want you to take this bottle, and I want you to place some of this water with oil in it under the chair in which your husband will be sitting. And then I want you to take some of the water, and I want you to pour it into the drink that he will be drinking. So So the husband comes home that night and everything unfolds, and I'm not going to get into too many details about this, but the end result is the situation escalated where he got very, very agitated, very, very angry. He said, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back. He goes out the front door and three pastors from the church meet him at the front door. They said, we're here to help you. So they take him and they take him to the church. 24 hours passes. This individual finally goes home, and here were his words. I'll never step foot in another church again. Don't ever talk to me about God again. I knew there was nothing true about it. So what's the moral of the story? And the marriage is ending in divorce. What's the moral of the story? There was absolutely nothing biblical about what that church did. When Jesus cast out demons, not one time did he ever fill up a water bottle and drop oil in it. Not one time. He didn't pass out water bottles. He wasn't going around putting oil underneath the bottom of people's chairs. He spoke to them with authority, and they came out. See, we're supposed to do everything exactly the way Jesus did. That's called the image of Christ. He gave us the blueprint. He gave us everything we needed to operate and be victorious in this life. But as long as we keep believing the lies of the world, the flesh, and the devil, as long as we keep buying in to the system that is making it easier and easier and easier for us to get everything we need for nothing, then we are being obedient to the enemy and not obedient to God, because you can only be obedient to one or the other. There is no in-between. It's which truth you decide to follow. Who are you listening to? Even your church. What message are they putting out? Are they pacifying you and telling you it's okay? Are they still classifying you after you've been saved and baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit? Are they still telling you that you're a sinner saved by grace? If they are, they're lying to you, because that's unbiblical. Not one time in the Bible does it ever tell me that I am a sinner saved by grace. It tells me that I was a sinner, it tells me that I was saved, and now it tells me that I am the righteousness of God. See, nobody wants to hear that. That puts a little too much pressure on us, doesn't it? But as long as we can keep describing ourselves as sinners, that gives us an out. That way, if we mess up, well, you know, I am a sinner. And until we change that mindset, until we become transformed by the renewing of our mind, until we start to realize that Christ gave us an inheritance, He sent the same Holy Spirit to live inside us as he had living in him. And when he left, he said, I've given you the ability to do all the things that I have done, and even greater things than these you will do. Until we start to realize that, we will stay stuck where we are, and very little change will happen. And I know this message might have been a little bit kind of an in-your-face message, but one of the things that's happened this week, and we got together as a group this week, because there's several of us that are very like-minded, and we have a mission in front of us, and a vision as to what this ministry is going to be and what we're going to do. And we have to stand up with boldness and say, enough is enough. I have to represent my God the way he intended for me to represent him. I have to. And that always goes back to love. And if I love you enough, I'm not judging you, I'm loving you. I'm loving you enough to tell you the truth so you can experience those realities that I'm talking about. And that's what I want my mentors and my pastors that I'm accountable to, that's what I also want them to do for me. I want them to hold me to that standard, to correct me when I'm wrong, to make sure I'm staying on that narrow path. There's a reason that it's called a narrow path. So I hope this message blessed you tonight. I hope it gave you a little bit of information, giving you something to think about, to really ponder on. So right now we're going to take a real quick break from music, a little bit more music and a commercial break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have a little bit of a roundtable discussion with a few people. They're going to be on the line tonight, hopefully we'll take this a little bit farther. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Line Ministries.
No matter how heavy your burdens, no matter how difficult the storm, just remember, Jesus cares.
I care for you when the burden seems too heavy. I care for you when the load weighs you down. I care for you, and I want you to cast all your cares on me.
He cares for me when the burden is too heavy. He cares for me when the pain is hard to bear. He cares for me, and I'm going to cast all my cares on Him. Oh, cast my cares on Him. Oh, cast all my cares on Him. That's what I'm gonna do. And I want you to know He cares for you too. Just cast the cares on Him.
Those of you who are experiencing depression, thoughts of suicide, and loneliness, we've come to let you know that Jesus cares.
He cares for you. He cares for you. He cares. He cares for
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to valderbbshow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries. That was Michael Green and Cast Your Cares. Before we go any farther, we've got a couple of callers on the line that specifically brought on tonight to have a little short discussion. Stick around. Make sure you stick around to the end of the show, and we're absolutely going to bring Poetic Williams on. He's going to tell you about how you can get your music uploaded to this platform. Above all, this is a music station, and we're really excited about the future and some new and up-and-coming gospel artists that will be able to join us on Sunday nights to get their music heard. We're super excited about that, so stick around at the end of the show, and Mr. Poetic will tell you how to do that. Well, the first thing I want to do and the first person I want to talk to, and I'm going to brag on her a little bit. Erica, are you there?
Nah, I'm here.
I'm not going to put you on the spot too much. I'm not going to try not to embarrass you. But, you know, this has been a story that's been unfolding for about 3 years now. And when we were talking about this cosmic battle that's been going on, this new norm that is in place now, where I was looking on the news the other day, and it was a surfer kid from California. And he's sitting there being interviewed by the local news, and he was saying, "Yeah, man, I don't pay for food. I don't pay for my cell phone. I don't pay for anything. I just surf all day long. The government takes care of me." That's the new norm.
Oh.
And that is not biblical. But I got a chance to witness firsthand what happens when life doesn't always go as planned. Things kind of crumble a little bit. And I got a chance to witness a young lady who immediately, with no hesitation, having a teenage daughter, pick herself up by her bootstraps, immediately enroll herself in school, and did whatever she had to do for 18 months to get herself to school, to keep things going. And just last weekend, she graduated from college, and I got a chance to be there, and it was just an amazing day. And, you know, I just want to say congratulations. But that story is not the new norm. That's old school stuff. That's old school stuff. So I think what I wanted to, and if you have any questions, you know, ask those. But what I think I specifically wanted to ask you is the fact that you do have a teenage daughter. What kind of things do you see coming home that you hear a 16, 17-year-old daughter saying to you that you just kind of grab your head and go, "Oh, my goodness, how did we get here?" And I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm just going to kind of let you have the floor and tell me what you think.
Ooh, what kind of things? You know, I can say this. High school is a lot different than when I was in now than when I was in high school. I think they're, in my opinion, I think they're a little bit more lenient to me as far as some of the outfits that I've seen in the school. And I try to guide my daughter as far as what she wears and, you know, how she presents herself, you know, as a young lady, to have respect for herself. And I'm not saying that the other girls don't, but it's just some of the things that they wear, we never would have worn in high school. I know I wouldn't have. We weren't saints, but, you know, and then just listening to some of the music, just different things like that, just the outfits and the music and the language. I have to ask all the time, what does that mean? I have to keep up, you know, so I can understand what's going on. I really want to understand what they're saying so I can, you know, I want to know what they're saying. I want to know what she's talking about. I want to know what's going on because I want to make sure that she's not being influenced or negatively influenced by anybody. So I definitely want to know, and the texting and, you know, the computers and all that they're on now. So I question a lot of that. Some of that I don't know, and I try to learn about it, but it's a lot different in some ways than when we were in high school.
Absolutely. You know, in defense of our sons and daughters that are teenage years, you know, we can look at it as it's so odd to us and it's so foreign to us, the language and the dress and all of these things. But going back to what I said, that has become the new normal. So when we
right.
approach them and give them any indication that we don't approve, then we're the ones that seem like we're aliens.
Exactly.
Because we're approaching them with a language and a point of view that they don't understand because it's not normal to them.
Right.
And
can I say something real quick?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I have a question, and I'm glad that you asked about that, about, you know, teenagers and everything, because that was actually a question I had for you. Our kids, our teenagers especially, have a fight, a war ahead of them. They have a lot of obstacles now. And my question is, how do we prepare them for the future? I try to prepare my daughter every day, talk to her, you know, and you know how they are. We don't know anything. You know, in their minds, we don't know anything. Like you said, it's foreign to us. We don't know anything, but it's normal to them. So how do we, what do we as parents of especially teenagers who are about to graduate high school, go to college, get out there on their own and face the world, how do we prepare them to, you know, how do we get them prepared for this fight? Really, in my mind, that's what I believe, ahead of them.
Right. That's a very good question, and hopefully I have a very good answer. This is really important, and I will say this to parents. I don't care what age your child is. Nothing is ever too late for God, because, you know, the scripture that says, train them up in the way they should go and they will not depart from it. And sometimes, so what that really means is throughout their life, you're planting seeds, you're sowing seeds, you're trying to plant these principles. And, you know, Jesus loves you and the kingdom is in you. And no matter how you do it, whether it be in church or whether you're doing it at home by yourself, you're sowing those seeds. Not all the time will you see those seeds harvest in a timely fashion, meaning we tend to get very impatient as parents. We want to see that harvest now. We want to have a Bible study one night and then wake up saying hallelujah and praise the Lord the next morning. And that's not necessarily how it happens. Matter of fact, that's never how it happens. But when they do get out on their own and they do start to experience life, that's when you'll see that harvest start to come in, because they'll start to recall all of those things. And in the meantime, and this is what I've had to lay down myself and lose the pride of thinking that I'm the one that's going to reach my children. More times than not, that's not the case.
Right.
Usually, you, if you talk to anybody, there was always somebody in your life other than your parents that was a mentor to you, someone that you respected, somebody that you looked up to, somebody that you wanted to model your behavior after. So that's why it is important to be in a church. And going back to what we said before, wow, how do I pick one? Well, I'm going to make it real easy for you. You diligently seek out a church where you're hearing kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. If you're hearing that, your chances are you're in the right place. That's going to be the best chance that your daughter is going to run into somebody, some youth leader, some other child, somebody that she's going to go, man, that's what I want to model myself and my life and my behavior and all those patterns after. So especially when they start to reach those later teenage years, that's the best strategy I think there is to get as much into them as possible in a short amount of time. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. And you're right. I agree with you 100% with the comment you made or the statement you made about it's more of an outside person that may have an influence than us. I agree with you on that one. Absolutely. I'm not saying that parents don't have influence, but yes, sometimes it is an outside person, a neutral person that has more of a positive influence than somebody who they'll always remember who helped them and guided them. So I do agree with you on that one.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Erica. And I think we've got a little bit of time left. And John, I know I talked to you earlier today. John Lowe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sitting here, Chris. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You got a great topic, you know, and you don't really know where to start it because you got so many avenues that you can go down and try to make a point about. But, you know, I'm going to start off by, you know, God's kingdom is here to put an end to Satan tolerating rulership. You know, that's what God's kingdom is here to do, is put an end to Satan rulership and his kingdom. And there's so many questions that you brought up about the churches today. And it was speaking about Genesis chapter 3, talking about how the serpent deceived Eve and stuff like that. And today, society about different churches and things, that was a good example how this lady was, and her husband was going through this altercation. And they went to this Baptist church leaders or preachers to help the situation. There was nothing biblical about it. It's come back down to you got to have a personal relationship with God. We first got to start that foundation right there. You don't have to have a personal relationship. And so many people are trying to go to these preachers asking for things that really doesn't matter, doesn't make any sense. You know, people go and ask God to make their handicapped child whole. You know, God said no. His spirit is whole, but his body only temporary. And we get that misguided picture in today's society with these preachers that they're trying to heal the body instead of save the soul, the spirit. There's so much going on with so many different denominations out there now in teaching. They're trying to teach people about not what they not is trying to teach people about morals in life. Just like the lady was saying about school. First thing, they took prayer out of school. That was wrong right there. They took prayer out of school. You can't pray. So that's a big X towards God's kingdom there and people's in high places. See, Satan gonna get in high places. That's what he had to get first. You was talking about that Satan get very, he started 20 years early of trying to destroy something. He put a plan in action. And he needs certain people to carry out that action. And it's a lot of people trying to acquire knowledge about the truth and about the Bible, but they never come to the accurate knowledge of learning the Bible. I think last week you made a comment about people, the preacher doesn't there was a test or something said about so many leaders in the churches have not read the Bible. So how they can teach you about the Bible and they doesn't really have accurate knowledge about the Bible. But it's come to a lot of preaching and saying a lot of entertainment going on in the organization now. And then that's misleading a lot of people. And just like James says that, you know, people is enticed and drawn out by their desire. So they run to this denomination here to get this certain thing fed within themselves and really doesn't know about God's kingdom and do not read the Bible themselves. First, you're going to have to learn God's words and to cultivate it within you. You're going to have to act. You're going to have to show your action what you have learned if you're in harmony with God. If your actions is not showing what you're learning, you know you're misled right then and there. But like I say, it's different things for different people, so that's the reason they run to certain organizations to get fed certain things. They're enticed by their own desires, you know. Well, he may forgive me for this. It's like that organization you say that popped up about they accept murders and all that different crazy things going on. I was reading something about some firefighters got killed, and this organization didn't want nobody to attend to their funeral, so they're going to go and boycott the firefighters for people to attend in their funerals. I thought that was really crazy for an organization to boycott somebody's funeral. So religious people are getting very crazy out there. So people really need to know God's word and learn it and try to cultivate it in their life to get a good understanding of it. Because you can't believe everything what somebody tells you, because I think that's one of your words that you say that, you know, don't get enticed by anybody what somebody's saying.
Right. John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Let me just go off one of the things you said, because a couple of things you said were very interesting. You remember in the very beginning of last week and this week, I was talking about kingdom realities. And we have to be very careful of not dismissing some of those kingdom realities. But here's part of what the influence of the American church has done to us. Because I don't know if you remember the story when I was at the local convenience store and I was sharing with the guy who works at the convenience store that we were getting ready to launch this ministry, and he seemed very excited, but his first reaction to that comment of me starting a ministry was, there's a lot of money in that. That was his first reaction. See, in America, we turn everything into a business. That's one of the beauties of living in America, is it's the land of opportunity. It's a place where capitalism is unlike anything anyone has ever seen in history of what was pulled off in America. That's how the country was founded. It was founded on hard work. It was founded on ingenuity. It was founded on creativity. It was founded on biblical principles with the Constitution. And those are all the things that are disappearing. But make no mistake, capitalism is still alive and well. And the churches are looking more and more and more and more like businesses these days, because there's an opportunity to drive around in a Bentley and a Range Rover and live in a 26,000 square foot home. But let's get back to the basics, and this is what the Crimson Line and the Jericho Initiative is all about, because here's the reality of what's taking place in other parts of the world. In other parts of the world, in Mozambique and Uganda and the Philippines and China and Guatemala, there are people being healed of their sicknesses. Because remember, that was the mandate, wasn't it? Go out, preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out demons, do all the things that I have done. We were supposed to model Jesus' behavior. That's the image of Christ. So in other parts of the world, these things are happening daily. Daily they're happening. Why?
Why are they happening there, but they're not happening here? Every Sunday morning, I can turn on the television, and I can see preacher after preacher after preacher after preacher saying, I feel the Holy Spirit in the room. I feel the Holy Spirit in the room. I feel that there's somebody here with back pain that's being healed. And make no mistake, I make this statement with much fear and trembling because I am not going to question them. They're the only ones that know. But the reality is that anybody watching on that television, anybody who steps into a church these days could literally go up to the altar and say, show me. Prove it. See, in Uganda and Mozambique and Guatemala and the Philippines, they can, because you can see it with your own eyes. Why not here? And that's the point that I'm trying to make about the American church, because remember I said that God operates through righteousness. Righteousness has to exist for God to move. The Bible says that God hears the prayers of the righteous. The Bible talks about your prayers hitting a ceiling and bouncing back down. Why does that happen? See, we're of the mindset of, see, the American church says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. See, we hear that every single Sunday. And we go home from our church service, and we operate in unrighteousness during the week. We treat our neighbor like garbage. We don't treat and raise our kids the right way. We don't treat our husbands and wives the right way. We don't operate as a model employee for our bosses, or we don't model a model boss for our employees. We're unrighteous in our behavior, but yet we're going home at night crying out to God for whatever it is we're lacking, and we're wondering why there are no results. So what do we do in America? This is, tell me if I'm wrong, this is the American response to the unanswered prayer. Well, all in God's timing. All in God's good timing. So in America, we stay in hope. We get in this mode of constant hope our entire lives, a hope that our marriage will turn around, a hope that our finances will turn around, a hope that a better job will come along. Because our pastor tells us, knock and the door shall be opened, seek and ye shall find, ask and ye shall receive. But pastor, why? All in good timing, my son. See, they don't do that in other parts of the world. Why? Because they're righteous. Because they've set aside all of the things of the world and said, we're laying our lives down for our neighbors. I will die for my neighbor. I will die for my friends. I will die for my family. I don't matter. I'm dying to me. And when you have that type of righteousness on one side and you have a childlike faith on the other side, a childlike faith of a 12-year-old little girl who has scabies, lice, a lame leg, she can't walk, and all she knows, if I can just touch the man or woman of God, I'll be healed. Because the Bible says it's your faith that makes you whole. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and say to that mountain, move, it will move. See, they don't have the problem over there because they have that type of faith. We're too smart here in America. We've gone to school. We've gone to college. We've read books. We're spoiled rotten. So we go into our churches and we speak the language. We speak the language, the holy language, but we don't believe. And we're not righteous in our daily walk with God. So we don't experience those kingdom realities. And that is the mandate for Crimson Line Ministries. That is what we're trying to accomplish. Is each and every one of us associated with this ministry to lay our lives down. The type of car that I drive a year from now does not matter. The type of house that I live in 5 years from now does not matter. Where my next meal is coming from does not matter. What matters to me is we have a broken country. We have a divided country. We have a hurting country and a desperate country.
And this country needs the truth about the kingdom and who they are and what is possible through righteousness. So everything you're saying is absolutely correct, except there is, with the one exception of there absolutely is bodily, physical healing that can take place, but not through unrighteousness and not through true belief and faith. And that's what we're going to continue every Sunday night to keep bringing you, all the principles, a blueprint, a game plan for you to take into your daily life. Next week, stand by, because next week we're going to talk about business. We're going to specifically talk about kingdom business principles. And if you will take these principles and take them into your workplace, if you're a business owner or if you're an employee, if you will take these principles into your workplace, watch how everything changes. Watch the promotions come if you're an employee. Watch the bottom line turn around if you're a business owner. We've seen it happen time and time and time again, so you don't want to miss next week's show on biblical kingdom principles on business ownership and workplace ministry. So with that said, thank you to our callers. I want to bring Poetic Williams on and let him tell everybody how they can get their music on this incredible platform, and he's going to give you all the details on how to do that. Mr. Williams.
Hey, King. How you doing? Great hearing brother like this.
Great sounding, by the way, Chris. Yes, I am. I do apologize. Having a little technical difficulties to which phone I choose to use. But anyway, wanted to say, man, it's an awesome platform that you've come about right here on the program. I see your sermon tonight. It was very ostentatious, I would say, outstanding for us. We really, I could say that it was something that's necessary, and you're reaching out to a good community. Thank you for coming and being a part of Hip Hop National. Anyway, guys, to get your music played right here on our program, it's www.hiphopnational.com. That's our website. You can upload your music there, and we want your MP3s. Tell everybody that you know. In the gospel community, that we are accepting the music here on Hip Hop National. Yes, it's called Hip Hop National, but we're hip hop with a twist. So that's why Pastor Chris is here. Pastor Chris is here. And definitely wanted to say the whole purpose of this program and coming together with this program, because I know times get busy for people. Even for myself, I'm a busy guy a lot, and a lot of times I don't get a chance to go attend the building. Well, you don't necessarily have to miss church. It's right here on Hip Hop National, and I thank God for that. He's helping to expand our platform to reach a much-needed community. So let's continue to grow side by side. Thank you again, Pastor Chris, appreciate that.
Okay.
My tongue is tied tonight. That's all I can say. So, with that said, again, guys, we do this Monday. Well, now we're 7 days a week. Sunday, we are on with Pastor Chris
Willingham.
I knew it. My tongue is tied tonight, dude. But we're on with Pastor Chris Willingham on Sunday. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have discussions that affect the music industry, things that impact the music industry. And on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Dr. AT is playing Music in the Mix. So it's In the Mix with Dr. AT. So definitely y'all tune in, 8 p.m. all the time on the dial, all the time on your clock. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, and all the time zones in between. With that said, we're going to go ahead and go right into the music. So thank you, guys. Pastor Chris Willingham, do you have anything else to say?
I think I'm talked out, man.
Well, could you pray us out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Father, thank you for this time we've had together. Father, I pray that that your word has fallen on ears that heard, and this message can be applied to each and every person's lives immediately, and that awareness is being raised of just the battle that we are a part of right now and the movement that is about to take place, the way that you're moving in other parts of the world. Father, we're believing and we're speaking right now, and we know that you're going to move that way here in the United States of America. And you're using platforms like this, things that we never thought possible, things that didn't make sense, and you're using the things that don't make sense to bring your message of the kingdom and bring to reconcile man back to you in these urgent days that we're facing right now. Father, continue to heal our lives. Bless each and every one of the people associated with this ministry. Bless all the people associated with Hip Hop National. And Father, bring us back together next week. We just pray that you multiply us, and we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And whatever it is that's got a hold on me, I just need it to let go. Yo, Flex,
Jacob, what up?
Ride with me on this one.
Let's go.
I feel the world on my shoulders. I'm carrying boulders. They bury my soldiers. Right now it's scary. I'm colder. Wish your life could be over. Said I'm sick of you posers. Want you to die or grow older. Try to keep my composure. The pain escapes my mind. I let it flow through my pen. My name will be great in time. I'll be here to the end. I ain't afraid to speak my mind. I don't really need friends. To the grave, one of a kind. Jacob will never protest. So don't ask me why I'm pissed off. I got enough fire inside me I could lift off. Send my soul to the heavens I could take off. Come back to the earth with my body impaled on the cross. I'm a chip off the block, my block is cinder with rock. Can't piss, no pot. Grew up with no pot, no stocks and no crops. Just a bucket and mop, plus a bunch of belly flop. My life's a closed down shop, so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so we've been a taste. It's bitter once your inner is scarred. No winners involved, facing unforgivable odds. I'm visioning stars from the driver's side of my car. Been a second, I never seen them, so I'm sitting in awe. I feel far, now I crawl, trying to cover the spread. With so misled, felt the pressure from what others have fed. Stood up and said, I never let them leave me for dead. For what's in my head, it sort of had me sort of misread. So much of me bled for many till the time it arrived. To say my goodbyes, tripping over egos and lies. Never surprised by what I've seen in front of my eyes. Know all of die, but I can rest possessing my pride. Over the side, who's really here for me in the end? Knew if I ran, it'd be safer than to stay and pretend. Holding my hands, what I need to follow through with my plan. So what the friends in the end, on myself I depend. So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
I feel the pain of my brothers, plus so many others. Will I recover from slumber? In my dreams, I'm outnumbered. Will I awake what they wonder? Am I slowly going under? Face the lightning and the thunder like I'm drowning in the water. I hold these pillars like Samson, but I'm losing my grip. Grip the rope, I pull it in, but still I'm losing my shit. I see the walls, they closing in, and I ain't moving too quick. I need another shot, but all I'm throwing is bricks. I can't explain why I feel it's over, but I know I'm only happy when I'm not sober. 44 to the head, the barrel feels colder. Feel the steel causing chills, place it in its holder. Release through beats, my speech is all truth. Nightmares and dreams, what I lay in the booth. So imagine you were me, and I was you. Think for a sec while I release from the noose.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I I leave.
And I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave.
And I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit DoctorsWithoutBorders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by VounderBBShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine, on the web at HipHopNational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
Yeah. We back. G2G. Stay, Mike. Say, Zay, let's tell them where we're trying to be. Let's go.
Said I want to be closer to my King. Said I want to be closer to my King.
Yeah. I want to be closer than close. Next to the host, the creator of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and that's God, you see. So we stay with the B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, Zay is me, and holy is he. So he deserves to be the King. Yeah, and on his wings is we. Yeah, the G2G. Yeah, cause we give the glory to he. Yeah, and never take it for keeps. Yeah, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech. Yeah, we aiming to teach. Yeah, and not aiming to please the people, but aiming to please God. So we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs. Our Father, please. It can't spell USA without us, say. And there's no Y in team of the words that we say. Yeah. Every day we live for the J. E-S-U-S, believe we. Believe me, for he is a lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1. Yeah, 7, you see. I practice on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching. Yeah, so I study my Bible. No more looking trifle, no need for a rifle. Yeah, I say I'm done with that. So when I say I'm strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back. Yeah.
Said I wanna be closer to my King. Said I wanna be closer to my King.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world, but so was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my King. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true King. Not the watches, not the rings or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah, that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on his battlefield. I'm closer to my King, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. Saint John, my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. Get closer to the King, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. Get closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you hearing me. People, can't you see anything possible? Look at G2G, we the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, get closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People, get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. Get closer to the King, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my King. Ooh, hey. That's where I wanna be.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I and begin with me.
Michael Finney with Holy Spirit, come into this place. Thank you guys for tuning in to Hip Hop National. Just to let you guys know, for those who are listening in at this moment, we have expanded our platform to Spreaker. And we did that to help widen the base of the music, unsigned music community. I want you guys to keep it locked and loaded, because we're syndicating and we're moving this product to a larger format, even bigger than Spreaker. So y'all stay tuned, because it's coming. A lot of changes from Hip Hop National will be coming in the upcoming year and as we go through the course of this year. So y'all pay attention and watch how we move. Be a part of the movement. www.hiphopnationalradio. That's www.hiphopnationalradio. And join in on the fun. Upload your music today. Spread the news about it to your family, your friends, and your fans. And you'll get your spins up right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Again, thank you for tuning in. And we're out. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful, and blessed night.
HipHopNational.com. Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.